To the stew of arguments and emotions over who was entitled to the privileges of civil union and marriage, add the claims of Joyce and Sybil Burden, two octogenarian sisters from Wiltshire in England. Joyce Burden is 88, and her sister is 80, and they've lived together all their lives, never marrying. They jointly own a house, and when one dies, the other will owe estate taxes so high, they say, that she will have to sell the house. A married couple in the same situation in England could convey the property tax-free, and recently gay couples have been granted the same exemption. So Joyce Burden, who spoke to us today, and her sister, are taking the British government to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France, claiming discrimination.
Yeah, married couple are free, and lesbians and homosexuals, they're free. They've got something against single people, haven't they?
Now, from what I've read in at least one British newspaper account of this case, the government, the British government, when confronted with your argument, said, well, no, siblings are different from a couple, whether a married couple or a same-sex couple, because the couple have made a financial commitment by making a personal commitment.
Well, siblings, we've made a financial commitment. We looked after all the previous generation, all of them. And of course, they didn't have any money to pay us, and they didn't have the pension to pay us.
Now, you are, if I understand this, you began this fight when you were simply trying to be treated the way that married
equality.
Couple would be treated.
Equality. We're second-class citizens.
But when you started seeking fairer treatment, as you see it, 30 years ago, the issue was to be treated the way a man and wife would be treated.
That's right. And then they extended it to homosexuals. They're all homosexuals, did you know? Well, the great majority of them, to pass it through otherwise.
You're saying that if you and your sister, rather than being siblings, were...
Yes, we would be free from it.
If you were a lesbian couple living together...
Yes, we'd be free from that tax.
You would be free from the tax.
Be free from paying on the house you live in. I want security in my old age, and I've tried always to get it.
But
we're not secure. We can't be secure in this country. It's impossible to be secure, whatever you do.
Are you actually going to go to Strasbourg personally, or is your sister?
No, my sister isn't well enough, and I'm too old. But anyway, got the barrister, and, I hope they're good ones.
What do they tell you about your chances? Do the barristers think
they don't? They think, as the sister said to us, it costs you a lot of money, but you're going to lose it anyway. If one dies, you might as well do this. That's true.
Well, Ms. Burden, thank you very much for talking with us, and send our regards to your sister, who I gather is not not well now. And good luck to you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
That's 88-year-old Joyce Burden of Marlborough, England. She and her sister are suing the British government in the European Court of Human Rights. They claim that married couples and gay and lesbian couples are treated better than they are when it comes to inheriting a home.